Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of An Angel for Christmas by Heather Graham, performed by Christina Traister. To Eric Curtis, certainly one of the world's finest photographers. Prologue. Gabe Lang's quarry was right in front of him. The chase had begun in vehicles, his a police cruiser. The perp had quickly taken the lead in a stolen Maserati. Still, Gabe had discovered that the police car was well equipped to handle such a race, and he'd been right behind him all the way. In fact, while the con had eventually crashed into a snowbank, he'd managed to swerve to a stop without even spinning in the snow and ice as he might have done. Luke had surely faced some injury in the crash. Sore muscles, if nothing else. Gabe had come out unscathed, but Luke appeared to be good at disappearing, even amidst a crash, and for a moment, when Gabe had followed him up the first steep hill that led to the road up the mountain, he'd lost him. He could not lose him. It was Christmas Eve. He couldn't let Luke loose on some unsuspecting family about to settle down to a Christmas Eve dinner. He could already picture the kind of home where Luke might try to find entry, a couple placing the last of the presents under the tree, perhaps. There might be a creche set up on a coffee table, a tree with brilliant lights facing the parlor, or living room with a multi-paned window allowing the lights to shine upon the snow. Little ones would be put to bed. The father might be doing the last work, scratching his head as he tried to follow the simple instructions for finishing a bike.